Hello, everyone, and welcome to this special edition of the Attention Please podcast. The guest today is my daughter, Anahita Ray. She's 5 years old. So, Anahita, you want to say something to my listeners?
We're going to be doing the questions, and my dad's going to ask me random questions. And I'll have to answer them, and even if I don't, that's okay?
Yes. So, first question, Anahita, is... what's your favorite book? I know you're reading Harry Potter right now, so let's just focus on Harry Potter. Which one is your favorite house among all the houses in Harry Potter?
Well, I actually have like two particular favorites, and it's Gryffindor and Ravenclaw.
So why Gryffindor and Ravenclaw? What's special about those two houses?
It's because, like, first of all, for the Gryffindor, it's because it's one of the most powerful houses, and it's the most powerful house, and then Harry went in it. And the reason I like Ravenclaw, I also know my sister likes Ravenclaw. I like Ravenclaw because it's about birds, and Ravenclaw is the house about the wise. The people who live in Ravenclaw are very wise. They say Ravenclaw is the wise, and that's exactly what the Sorting Hat said in his song.
That's very nice. So, among all the characters that you have currently encountered in Harry Potter, I think you're almost at the end of the second book. Who is your favorite character and why?
So I also have two favorites in this, but it's Harry and Hermione. And the reason I like Harry, first of all, it's because the stories are about Harry, and he's having many magical adventures, and the stories about him are very well told. And because I like the adventures he goes on, and I like the magic he does, and it's because he tells you how to do spells, and like the book's full of spells, and he's very powerful, like just like Voldemort, and he also survived the dark. Voldemort's also called as the Dark Lord, so he survived him twice when he tried to kill Harry, and he survived it. And his scar is a symbol to know that he's a wizard, and that's how he survived the Dark Lord's power.
And who's your favorite second character? You said there's another character who you like.
Hermione. I like her because she's very wise. She does her herbology very well, and she understands science. And she's very smart, and she knows about knowledge, and that she teaches Ron and Harry what to do in case about Malfoy something, in case like they have to wander around the Hogwarts. And she's actually the leader, and she tells them where to go. And one time she asked them to use a poi juice potion, which turns them into other people to ask Malfoy something. It's because she's very clever.
That's very good. It's always good. I also like the character of Hermione a lot. So other than Harry Potter, do you want to talk about any of the other books that you've read recently?
No thanks.
Okay, because you've been reading a lot of books about the Amazon rainforest, and you've been...
I could tell you one of the facts.
Okay,
it's about the giant anteater.
Okay, what about the giant anteater?
I think it's because amazing fact about it is because it can have, like, its tongue is long and sticky, and it can have 20,000 insects in one day.
Wow, that sounds amazing. Do you have any questions that you would want to ask me?
Well, what's the name of the next book you'll be writing?
Okay, so the next book that I'm writing is a book on medical device cybersecurity. As you know, I've written a lot of stories before. So this is the first time that I'm writing a book which is based on fact. So this is about medical device cybersecurity, how evil people break into medical devices, and how we can protect ourselves from them.
So who are you dedicating that medical device book to?
I will be dedicating that medical device book to the same person I've dedicated all my books to since mine. And that's my daughter, Anahita Ray. The reason why I didn't dedicate the mind to her was that she hadn't been born then.
It's also because that's a grown-up's book, and it's about horror, and it's about scary things that are not for children.
No, you're right. It's not for children. But I think you like ghosts and witches a little bit, right?
Yes, I do like ghosts and witches a little bit. But my favorite evil thing is witches.
Your favorite evil thing is witches. And do you want to talk about a little bit about your favorite superheroes?
Well, my favorite superheroes are basically all the DC girls.
All the DC girls? Like,
at least just the three of them.
Who are they? Can you name them?
Batgirl, Wonder Woman,
Harley?
Supergirl.
Oh, I thought you used to like Harley Quinn also.
Yeah, I also like Harley Quinn. Sorry about that.
That's good. That's good. So it was great talking to you, Anahita. And we will do this again sometime in the future. So thank you for joining me in today's podcast. You want to say something final to the listeners?
Okay, thank you. If we cannot all do this, in 30 more days, we're going to be giving a podcast another one again.
Okay, all right. Thanks a lot for listening. Bye.